Brazilian musician Hamilton Jolanda is taking a tradition born in the 19th century and bringing it into the 21st. It's the musical style known as choro, and for his latest recording, he invited contemporary musicians from around the world to interpret the songs of one of choro's pioneers. Beto Arcos brought back this story from Brazil.
Alfredo Viana was one of the superstars of choro, better known by his nickname Pixinguinha. The flutist and saxophonist pushed the boundaries of choro by incorporating jazz and ragtime into his compositions. Hamilton Jolanda explores that connection on Mundo de Pixinguinha, the world of Pixinguinha. Brazilian recorded with Cuban pianist Chucho Valdez, French accordionist Richard Galliano, and American trumpeter Wynton Marsalis.
Viajo muito. Nesses últimos 10 anos, conheci alguns músicos, fiz amizades.
As I've traveled around the world in the past 10 years, I became friends with a few musicians and I recorded with a few of them. I thought it would be an opportunity for the music of Pixinguinha to be played by jazz musicians who know about improvisation and who know how to interpret music that's not theirs.
Jolanda plays an instrument called bandolim. It evolved from the mandolin brought to Brazil by the Portuguese, and its acknowledged master was a man named Jacob do Bandolim. Jolanda says do bandolim's genius lay in his ability to blend music brought by the Portuguese with that of African slaves to create a perfect balance.
Ele criou jeito brasileiro e com muita emoção.
He created a Brazilian way with a lot of emotion. You hear in his music a little bit of the fado nostalgia, but also the joy of Brazilian music and African music too. And with such care in the refinement of a sound and the arrangements, in a most impeccable way.
But Jolanda wanted to take the music further, and he does, says Sergio Mianoshenko. He's producer and host of the Brazilian Hour, a radio program distributed across the U.S. and around the world.
He's a musician with an incredible technique and a deep interpretation to the soul of Brazilian music. If you look at his repertoire, he plays everything from Jacó do Bandolim to Hermeto Pascoal, and more recently he has been pairing with very outstanding musicians as well. That's what is interesting about Hamilton. You cannot see him as a choro composer only. Obviously he plays choro, but he's beyond. Hamilton Jolanda is music.
Jolanda plays a special kind of bandolim. Normally the instrument has 8 strings, just like the mandolin. Jolanda had one built with 10 strings.
Eu tinha uma vontade de fazer polifonia no meu instrumento, poder tocar.
I wanted to create a polyphony in my instruments and be able to play the melody, the accompaniment and the rhythm all at the same time. Just as you see in a piano soloist or a guitar soloist, I wanted to express some polyphonic ideas in the bandolim. The same way a piano works in a jazz trio.
Jolanda's ideas about what the bandolin can do led him to collaborate with a pianist, Italian Stefano Bolani, for another recently released recording.
bandolim tem certas desafinações musicais.
The bandolin has certain musical off keys. The piano is always perfectly in tune. Perhaps the defect of the bandolin, which is a difficult instrument to tune, is that when it's paired with a piano, magic is born, which is something I cannot explain.
Yolanda says, though he started playing choro, he's emphatic about where he's taking the music.
Mas o que eu faço hoje não é exatamente choro, também não é somente samba.
What I'm doing today is not exactly choro. It's not only samba and it's not just jazz. It's all of the above, the confluence of all of it. Out of all that is the music of Hamilton de Holanda.
It's safe to say Pixinguinha would approve. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. BJ Lederman wrote our theme music. I'm Linda Wertheimer.